call meeting to order. Kelly, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
The United States of America, and the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jeff has another function tonight, so he kind of left this on me. Bear with me, please. I'm going to start with the highway. I see Chris isn't here, but I do know he's done some work up on the Bush Road.
Scriber
Road and Bush Road. He's got the Bush Road paved now from Nephew all the way to Canaan's. I went up there the other day. It looks nice. Do you know of anything else on the highway that we...
We're finalizing our budget proposal. We're going to be looking at purchasing, this is all, you know, wish list.
Yeah, right.
The number one next item that we need is a skidster. After the skidster is a good used dozer to replace the one that we sold on the surplus, just because it was, the undercarriage was so worn out. And a broom tractor and broom, because the current broom tractor we have, I believe, is a 1987. And she just about had their age. And then the sad bad news report, we have two brand new trucks. Both of them have been wrecked in the last month. So really want to get them fixed. You know, the first one on July the 3rd, we hit a deer with it during the flooding. It was early morning, hit a deer. Just did some bumper damage to the new F-250. And then the new truck that we just got 3 weeks ago, we had an accident at the intersection of Bush and Cannon's Corner Road with a roadside while we were up there paving. So damaged the passenger side door. So we need to get that fixed as well.
Well, thanks for giving Chris's report.
What else we got? The salt shed. Any movement on the salt shed? Have you heard anything?
I haven't heard anything. Nothing on that.
That's all I can think of right now. I didn't realize he wasn't coming.
I didn't realize it either.
I had a little bit more, but.
I guess that's all we got on the highway, so now we move to the library. And Art?
Well, once again, thank you for mowing. It's not easy to mow this year. You can find it Friday. But doing a very good job. The property looks very nice. If you've driven by past week or so, we have the gazebo up. We have the storage shed up. And it looks great. Ron Buskey did, I think, a great job, and he came in right on budget, so, you know, that was 2 years ago when he estimated, so that was great, and we're very pleased with that. We got, I guess, along the line, that's the state grant that we got for the gazebo and the storage shed. And we've been talking about this $20,000 grant that we got through the library, National Library Association. And we have the money for that already. And a good part of that grant is going to deal with the senior housing here. And we've already had twice Steve and the other Steve and people from the senior housing. And they're interested in what that grant could bring to them, including Wi-Fi for the residents. We could bring our, we'd be able to teach our computer classes right there if we get the Wi-Fi. They're looking for a widescreen TV because there's a lot of things you can do with that, including exercises and all that sort of thing. So there's a number of things that's going to happen there. Another part of that grant, we're hoping to have somebody do outreach people that are not able to get out of their homes much and are caregiving and taking care of their husband or wife, or and bring some library books and videos or stuff like that to them. That's another part of that same grant. So we have until next May to use that $20,000. And so far, it appears what we'd like to do at the senior housing, they're interested in. And that was the first requirement. We couldn't spend the money until they said they wanted to do this. And it appears they're interested. So it looks like, you know, we are going to do that. We'll see what happens. By this time next month, or I expect by the end of September into October, we're going to be doing stuff with that until next May. So I hope good news for Lawrence again. You know, it's nationwide. I think there are 100 of those given out nationwide, and Moore's got one. So that's, we're very pleased with that. We hope it works out. Tomorrow, Mitch Ouellette will be singing at the library at 1 o'clock, from 1 to 2 o'clock. And all are welcome to come and join. We sing, shake a leg a little bit. And it's mainly for seniors, but, you know, seniors, many of us are there. So, you know, so
no seniors here.
And also Thursday, that's tomorrow's Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Thursday at 1:30, we're having a class online prescription drug resources. And it's just a 1 hour class to give you some ideas of how you can get online prescriptions, et cetera. And again, it's primarily for seniors, but all are welcome. And it's a one day thing. That's Thursday, because the following Thursday, August 17, we're going to do a 1 hour class again. But this is going to be on smartphone camera use beyond picture taking. Find out what else you can do with your smartphone camera. It's a 1 hour class. We usually get things that we really didn't know about before. So again, everybody is welcome for that. On the 24th, the Thursday classes are all 1:30 and they're all 1 hour. And so the 10th is, you know, this Thursday, the 17th is a smartphone. The 24th is another Thursday at 1:30. And it's a 1 hour about affordable home internet. That would be the topic of that one. And I guess the last thing I'd like to say, it's kind of unrelated, but I can't say enough what Vicki and the committee are doing. If you've been driving by there, it's going to be beautiful. And thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Art.
Yeah.
Dog control, I've got a report. Received some calls. Brought three dogs to the Bangor shelter. Basically, it's kind of a slow month, but beautification, I guess, is the next in line.
Thank you, Mr. Renner, for the compliment. And yes, the compliment goes to Vicki and her family. They've done a tremendous job, a lot of work, and a lot of man hours, and it's looking wonderful. So we have part of the project is the engraved bricks, and as those become engraved, the platform appears to be complete now.
Complete.
And as the bricks are engraved, non-engraved bricks will be pulled up and the engraved bricks will be placed in their place. So soon we'll start to see actual engraved bricks placed in within the platform for folks to view. The other thing that I'd like to bring up is, even though we've been getting a lot of rain, the flower pots still do need some watering. So if we could still continue to ask the community to help keep the flower pots, if they're in front of their homes, watered, it will just help them out and keep them looking beautiful for the rest of the summer. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. Youth, there's nobody from youth. Next is a historian. As you all know, we lost our historian about a month ago now, I guess, or a little bit longer. And we were looking to refill that spot. We do have some interest in that. I don't know if anyone else has heard of anyone else, but Vicki Brassard sent us a nice letter of interest. And for myself, I would make a motion to appoint Vicki for the term of historian, which is appointed every year, so you'll have to be, you know, the appointment will happen again after January, but I'd make a motion to appoint Vicki to the historian's position.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? I guess it carries.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Vicki. And I'd like to reiterate, nice job over there, and to you and your family. I see your brothers over there.
My brothers, my grandson, yeah, my nephews.
It's amazing.
Your husband.
Your husband. Don't forget Gib.
Don't forget Gib.
No, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Should we move left? We're waiting for three more skids of bricks. So once we get those, we should be. Once we get them, we'll be complete within a day.
Yeah.
Just a matter of getting that last walkway down. We ran out of bricks.
And a little cooperation with the weather.
Yes, yes. Although I have been out there in the rain.
And you've been out there in that sweltering heat too, I've seen you.
Yes. Lots of water in those days.
All right. Welcome aboard. The assessor's not here. Fire department, I've got a report here somewhere. There it is. We had 18 calls for the month of July, 17 in the town, one mutual aid, and there have been 77 calls since January. And I guess the big thing was the water rescue up on the McDonald Road during the flood, which we had to call someone in to come do that. So. But thank Todd for the report. Code enforcement.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn. I've been here a couple months, so in the last couple months, it's been 17 permits for $6,165, which offset a lot by the Verizon Tower, obviously, but and that's about it for that. And I guess I'll comment on the three big ones that I'm sure I'll get asked at the end of the meeting anyway. So this place right here, right across the field, 797 Hemingford Road.
Yes.
The guy with the pile of garbage. He got sheriff's deputy sent him to court. He didn't go, so there's a warrant out for his arrest. So that's how that is right now. And I guess he's left the Plattsburgh or something. I don't know if he's still there. The 404 Route 22 place, that house that burned.
Yep.
There's a tree parked on it. It's she's gone to court, and so I think last week or the week before she went to court, and she's getting fined every day until the mess is cleaned up now. So she's got that all going in. 16 Garen Road, I'm sure that's on everyone's top of their brain, but nothing really new on that. I've got to start going after on some other stuff because it's starting to look bad.
It
looked good before, but
it's improved.
For now, yeah, but it's creeping out. Everything's creeping out, and it's still so. But there is one kind of avenue where I can go down. I don't know if I don't want to be like that, but it's kind of harsh.
Apparently, that's what she wants.
Yeah, I know. But it's
12 years. It's been a long
time. The building's tearing out of the house. And I'm sure. But I already talked to the attorney about it, and he suggested the railroad that I raised to do that. got to file it with, I forget, I've been sending the paperwork, who to file it with. And, but yeah, she'd be escorted off and dropped to her and her husband, and wouldn't be allowed back in it except to clean out the inside of it.
Right.
The outside, this is the inside part. Health and sanitary.
Right. And there's always.
Good stuff. But those are the only three that I think anyone would be asking about, but if they have any more questions about anything else?
I saw Depot Street mowed their lawn.
Depot Street mowed their lawn, I sent them a letter. And there's another one on Depot Street, I sent her a letter, but her landlord doesn't work, she said, so. And that's your neighbor, so you should go over there and mow the lawn for her. No, there's trees growing in her yard.
Yeah.
That's a lawn.
Is one of them more District Gale, Mr. Moon?
That's the one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the greenhouse with big wraparound porch.
Because there was that one that,
Tejo.
Tejo, yeah, they just mowed theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones. But see, most of the time it just takes a letter and people.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it. Or threaten court or something, but some people, you know, it just doesn't matter.
Hard way.
How about the dump cars on 20 on Garen Road? Did they take them out?
No.
About virtually everything.
No revelations on those yet. If they, I mean, because they
about virtually everything.
There's no doubt.
How many may be tired or something in the ground halfway up the ring?
What's the rule on them? They have to be registered and inspected?
They have to be registered.
To be, yeah, to, you have to have, to be registered, you have to be inspected.
Well, you could get, the way it would work, because your registrations are 2 years, you could be out of inspection for a whole year, probably.
And it's possible, because she was swapping vehicles so often from one place to another, and all this backup cars, which she called them, which she doesn't have that job anymore. She needed backup cars, she said, but, and it's inoperable or unregistered motor vehicle, so inoperable is kind of key, because I'm sure they don't run
the floor. Your tire sink in the ground is inoperable.
Well, that just technically means your yard's much.
And then, you know, you could always claim lawn art, right?
Yeah.
Well, like Mr. Rascal's house has got those two vehicles on the side of his house parked next to the store. Are they registered? Are they inspected?
Right. Well, actually, we, the town, we just have kind of a loose, like, junk law, but New York State is you're allowed to have one.
One.
On one. Yep.
Unregistered.
Right. Yep. And then nowadays, we would have owners, you know what I mean? Nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of places where there's more than one unregistered vehicle.
But yeah, some people stick them in their backyard or behind their house, not halfway into the road.
It just looks terrible.
Can they go to a motor vehicle and see if they are?
I think we tried that and they weren't very cooperative.
Yeah, it was looking
we did try that.
Yeah, and I talked to the sheriff, false or the troopers, and they said they can't just go there and jot it down and check. They can't
yeah.
do any of that stuff. See if she just has wrong plates on her. Someone had plates hanging in the garage, they should just fuck out them.
Yeah, you can do that because she's not. If it's not physically on the highway, there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah. But they did say that we could go down there and write all the information down and then call.
And bring it to them.
Yeah, yeah. So, good luck on that. I'll be glad about that stuff.
Yeah, and to do that, you'd have to go to in and you'd have to take pictures of VIN numbers. You'd have to see if the VIN numbers coincide with the plate numbers. So that would be tedious, but could be done.
Right there in the windshield. It's all right there in the second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this dude right here is done?
I don't know if he's got there, if he's still there.
I saw him last week. He was outside.
Yeah.
In front of the garage. He's got long hair.
I don't know. I've never seen him.
Yeah, he rides
like three different races. Like,
yeah, he's on
that. I saw him one day last week. I can't remember. But he was in front of the garage.
Bringing another bag out, or?
Yeah, I can do it.
Now, in order to condemn the other place, does the board have to vote on it, or is that something?
No, to condemn it?
On the Garen Road?
Oh, that, I didn't get all the paperwork rolling or anything like that yet. I just got preliminary stuff, but it looks like I filed with someone like an alderman. So that sounds like it's not really a big thing. I mean, of course, it's going to take time too, but once that is made, it specifies you know, I have to go there with the police to escort her out, or if I go in there and just, you know,
give her one of these.
I don't know. Find out, I guess. If that's what you guys want me to do, I will.
Anything else, Jay?
No.
Got it all covered now.
All set.
I
condemned that house to Janet's old house. It's not their house.
Oh, that, down here?
Yeah, the barn in the back.
Yeah.
Down.
Yep.
I think they were stealing
the beans.
This guy told me he's a sushi. And somebody who's renting their own kind of thing, and a bunch of these kids, they just came down, like, they were taking like these big old beans.
Beans and.
That figured they'd sell them for something, whatever. And so they took those out, and then.
Yeah, guess what?
You know, the thing fell down.
Go figure, huh?
Yeah, so he's the owner, he's got so long, he's got 30 days to clean that up.
On the cell tower, on the 18th there when you'd had the zoning board meeting, that got approved, right? For that, so.
Yep.
Okay.
Who ran the meeting?
John.
Oh, he came in, did it?
That's right, he announced his.
Resignation.
Oh, that's kind of thing too. We gotta get another zoning commissioner.
Gotta get another chairman, yeah.
So, the 18th was the second caucus, was that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we, okay.
You can't really hold another zoning meeting with just.
Yeah, you're gonna need another chairman, and you could use another alternate too, right? Or are you set there?
No, we got Jerica and Derek are alternates.
Okay.
We still got everybody else in.
You just need a chairman.
Yeah.
Or somebody to move up to the chairman's position and then.
Right. Yeah. So what Jerica said at first, when John announced that, she said, oh, no, I don't want to do it. But then she kind of said, well, maybe. So, I don't know, maybe she would do it, I don't know. But I think Tony doesn't want to do it, and Mike doesn't want to do it.
Right.
Mr. Nauberg doesn't want to be the chairman?
He acted as when we had a, wait a minute.
I thought he was the acting chairman that night.
John was there for the first Verizon one, but then they wanted some more information. So the guy, a lawyer came up from Albany. That's when John wasn't there.
And Tim was acting chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you think he might, that might be someone.
Maybe.
I'll have to discuss it with him.
Pretty soon, though.
All right. Move on here, the EMS, new report. They did send us a tentative budget for this coming year.
$25,000 increase.
$25,000 increase.
How much was the increase last year?
I can't remember. I know. I think it was more last year.
It was more than that.
I want to say it was like 80.
Last year was a pretty good jump.
I tried to look back and.
The width is about $50,000, went from 125, I believe, to 170.
Yeah, I think so.
So 50,000, another 25 this year.
Yeah.
Well, are we going to have the opportunity to vote on that budget increase?
We'll certainly have some discussions about it, no doubt.
We'll have some discussions, yeah.
Who hosts their meetings?
The three town members that are responsible. Bill Elton, Roger Favreau, and Steve Menard
are representatives,
but they don't come to this meeting very often to tell us, you know, and I'm not sure if we're supposed to go to their meetings.
And we can.
We can.
Of course. Anyone can.
We can, but I mean, we're not privy to when they have them and what time.
Well, they're generally the third Thursday of the month, so.
They should include us, and if they want to continue raising it, they should continue to keep us involved in what's going on.
Do we know that's when it is, the third Thursday of the month?
Third Thursday of the month.
Any idea what time?
I believe they were 6 p.m.
I think it was 6 o'clock. Aren't they supposed to have a new person on that every so many years?
Yeah, they alternate every 5 years. They're staggered.
We'd have to check and see in January where we're going. Because Roger's been on that for quite a long time.
Well, actually, Roger's the president now of the board. So. He was the treasurer, now he's president.
So their next meeting could be August 18th. which is the third Thursday. No, excuse me, August 17th.
17th, yeah.
Which is the third Thursday.
I'll try to confirm that for you, Gary, but I'm almost positive that's when it was, the third Thursdays of the month. It's weird this month because you had... This is an early meeting for us. Yeah, we'll have to definitely have some discussions about that. Like I say, it's a preliminary budget, but...
I know the last several years we've been in austerity budget, the library has been in austerity budget. We tried to save money in town the last 6 years while I've been on the board to be able to buy equipment with the COVID funds that we got in and be very conservative. But they're not conservative. They're not following the plan that the town board has set forth. It doesn't represent the town very well, in my opinion.
Besides that, you should have somebody covered the night shift too, better than what they got.
Yeah, the night shift is generally volunteers.
Well, they're running three shifts, I think, full time on Champlain, but still. That's the cost they want to assume in Champlain. I don't know why we have to pick up the percentage of all that.
Yeah, that's why we'll have to get their representatives down here and have them, explain, exactly the. Increase in sales, and I, we all must understand everything's gone up, the cost of everything. I don't care what you look at, insurance, it's just never ends. So, but that's what we got from EMS. So that's, at least we got a little bit ahead of time here, so we're not in the 11th hour. So, what do we have in the old business? Anything, Kelly? We have anything old business?
Not that I can think of.
Still waiting on that payment from the state.
Well, yeah, from the, the last payment for the Sultan.
And we finally found out how much it is. Yep. $117,000.
Yep, and change.
And change, yeah, I can tell you exactly how much it is.
Yeah.
Did they admit that they actually owe us some money?
They do.
But I don't know why we can't get it.
So I dug into it. It's $117,145.12. They haven't paid us since May of 2022. My opinion, we should send them a letter saying we're not plowing the roads until you pay. That's $117,000 of taxpayer money. Enough's enough.
Yeah, they seem to be pretty slow with that.
It's very upsetting. I don't have $117,000. Do you have $117,000?
Oh, sure.
Why can't? No, they expect us to pay.
Yeah.
They expect us to plow the road 24/7. 365.
Yeah, that road, it's bare road policy. Bare road policy on that.
Yeah. So they expect the township needs to stop plowing state roads and county roads. And we would be in a lot better shape.
Can you get a hold of Billy Jones or somebody like that to help us?
So we've up-channeled it so far. It's gone from Watertown, it's now in Albany to get remittance of payment. Where, how long is it going to sit in Albany? We've known about this since January of this year when I found out about it. Chris has been working on it, and it came to a head last 2 weeks ago. The state came to us and begged us to help them pave 374 with our trucks. And Chris says, no, we're not. We're not going to do a shared service until you pay us. You owe us amount of money. We didn't know at that time. I only found out a couple days ago after digging. I was able to find the website. Renee helped me out and gave me a website. So I went through and the 56,000 pages of stuff that we had to go through. And I found that. So now we have an amount. But Chris told him, no, we're not helping you until you pay us. It's going on
and
May of 2022. So we're at 14 months right now. $117,000.
I wonder, we should get interest on that.
I'd just be happy to have it. That would help us pay that truck. We just had a $56,000 truck payment.
Yeah.
Wasn't budgeted for.
No.
To be honest, it wasn't budgeted for.
And the reason we have to buy the trucks every 2-3 years or so is because they get wore out plowing the state and county roads.
I mean, granted, the state, on the contract, we make $354,985 a year to plow the state road. Which is, it sounds like a lot of money, but when we start breaking it down, we lost about $8,000 plowing the state run last year. Which is not bad compared to the county, which we lost $80,000.
Did you take them to court or anything?
Or? Who's that? No, we have signed contracts.
You're saying signed contracts, so you can't.
Yeah. We're abiding by the contract. They're fulfilling, well, the county's fulfilling the contract by paying us. The state paid us all the money that we were supposed to this year, but they just missed the last payment. Because we get paid from the state in two payments. We get paid usually the end of January or beginning of February. And that first payment is $237,840. And then the final payment is either in May or the very beginning of June. This year we got the payment February 1st of $237,000 and May 3rd of the $117,000. And the previous year, the 2021-2022 season, we got the initial payment January 19th of $237,000, but we never got the final payment in May of 2022 of $117,000. So that's where we're missing it. It's a lot of money.
That it is. Put a bug in some of the legislators' ears.
Yeah, we can.
See what happens, you never know.
So, who wants to do that?
Well, I can get a hold of Calvin or... See what he's...
Jones.
Billy Jones.
Dan Stack.
Dan Stack's office. Yeah. See what they can do. Maybe they can.
Oh, that's frustrating. It is. We could be, that money could buy us good service. The $56,000 we could reimburse the
general fund.
The general fund, and then that leaves you $60,000 left over. I priced the brand new skid steer. It's under $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the one that we have that we just keep sinking money in it. Or it cuts out, I don't know, electronics and stuff. But. Or it could almost buy a broom tractor. I don't know, I haven't priced a good used bulldozer yet, but I'm thinking 80.
Probably, depending on what you get, you know, right. As far as how big you want to go.
We don't need anything that big, we just need it mid-size, because we have the big D8, which, you know,
yeah, that's
that pushes up the sand pile and also clears the land for the sand pit and the gravel pit. So we have that covered. We just need a small one to go on the shoulders when we're pushing shoulders and stuff like that. Right now we use shared services with Altona.
With Dozer?
For the Dozer, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that was the only thing under old business. Anything else, guys, you can think of? New business, anything? We have some resolutions, right?
Yep. So the first one I have is a resolution for the court clerk to apply for the JCAP grant. Whereas the court clerk would like to apply for the 2023-2024 JCAP grant, be it hereby resolved that the town of Morris authorizes the Morris Town Court to apply for a justice Court Assistance Program grant in the 2023-2024 grant cycle up to $30,000.
I make a motion that we allow them to apply for the grant.
We'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried.
Thank you. The next one I have is for Friends of the North Country. At a regular meeting of the town board of the town of Morris, a municipality with offices at 2508 Route 11 Morris, New York, duly called, a quorum being present and held at the town hall located in the town of Morris, County of Clinton, State of New York, on August 8th, 2023, the following resolution was duly adopted and is now in full effect. A motion was made by and seconded by to authorize a capital expenditure of $144,000 plus administrative project delivery and other soft costs in accordance with the Town of Moore's housing rehabilitation program for project MO2010.
So you want to make a motion to approve the, this is for another, I'm assuming with that cost, it's probably going to be for a single wide or something like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. They stay with it. They give you the breakdown of what it is. It's a 3-bedroom, a little over 1,000 square feet. Which is nice to use. I mean, we got $468,000.
Yeah, I mean,
that we haven't used out of $500,000 grant that's ending next month.
Right. I mean, so if we, use it, it's going to go to another, to somebody else. So if we can help anybody in our town.
Yep. So it's a 3-bedroom single one.
Yeah, that's what I found. I figured it was. Yep, there it is.
And here's the scope of the work: foundation, electrical, site work. And that is for.
The slabs, the stairs.
Yep. So it's going 3873 State Route 11 in Moore's Forks. Manufactured mobile home replacement, 3-bedroom, 14 by 70.
Yep.
2x6 walls.
That one was supposed to go through a little while ago, because I got those papers also. The original one they sent me was for a stick-built house, so the first time they're going to replace a single wide.
With a stick-built?
With a stick-built. But then the state told them they could. Yeah, I guess in case something went wrong, they couldn't repo it after or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they're agreeing to that. So that's probably why that was delayed.
Do you have much conversation with these people?
A little bit.
All right. How is the rest of the county doing? Is it doing a lot of mobile home replacements?
I don't know what everyone else is doing, but I get a bunch of them. I mean, not a bunch. I'd say I probably got at least 7 or 8 this year. A lot of remodels and a lot of, the rest are all pretty much swaps for old single beds or new ones.
Okay. It just seems like we should have spent more than $32,000 on it.
Well, it is septic
plaster,
for sure.
Well, some of those smaller amounts were like for other peripheral work, like you said, septic systems.
Okay.
Do we know who this is for?
They don't give you they won't divulge the names.
A deserving applicant.
You want the name?
No.
No.
Okay.
I don't want
the name.
No. You can give me the name after.
Yeah. So they were vetted by these individuals, this nonprofit, so.
I'll make the motion to move forward with the whatever you want to call it.
I'll second it. If you don't have one already.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Carried.
And then my third one has to do with the Bull Run Solar HCA.
Yep.
It's for the public hearing. You have to vote to have the public hearing. You know, same thing we did last.
Right, okay.
So this is just to have the public hearing?
Yep.
So we will have a public hearing on
the next meeting.
Just before the next meeting.
Yeah, that's what we did last time, I think.
Yep.
Well, what's this one for? The last one was for the solar or for the wind.
Yeah. This one's for solar.
Solar. Which we don't really have any solar in town.
Yeah, right now there might be like a cable in the project area, but we still have to do it anyway.
In a staging area?
And maybe, yeah. So I mean there might be we just want to make sure that the roads and stuff are protected, so this is the best way to do that.
So up here on the table we have the mapping of where the solar project is going to go, if you want to take a look at it.
Yeah, And that's still subject to a teeny bit of change, but hopefully not as much.
Yeah, majority of it's going to be in the town of Allenburg, and some in Clinton.
Yep.
It's going to be mainly between the Cannon's Corners Road, or Cannon Hill Road, and Bull Run Road.
Yep. And Clinton Hills.
We were going to have a solar farm at the intersection of Green Valley and Cannon Hill Road, but you guys could not get landowner agreements with my mechanic.
With a specific landowner?
Yes. Yes.
A very difficult, greedy, specific landowner. I won't divulge names again. But just know that there's some people in your community who seem to like to ruin it for everybody.
Well, they're actually in the town of...
They're in Allenburg.
They're in Allenburg.
Not your community.
Exactly.
The project area community.
Yes. Yeah. So. It happens.
Maybe for a phase two, maybe eventually we'll be able to...
So we need a motion to approve having the hearing.
Do you want me to read it?
If you want to.
Probably should.
Probably should.
Whereas Bull Run Solar proposes to build and operate a solar energy electric generating facility, a portion of which will be installed in the town, and whereas Bull Run Solar has proposed to enter into a host community agreement with the town, establishing, among other things, an annual host fee, the terms by which Bull Run Solar may use town roads during construction and operation, and provisions for monitoring construction activities by the town, and whereas representatives of the town and Bull Run Solar have negotiated the terms of a proposed host community agreement and presented it to the town for approval and execution, and now therefore the town board resolves to present the proposed host community agreement to the public and to schedule a public hearing to be held at 6:30 on the 12th day of September for the purpose of receiving comments from interested members of the public and to direct the clerk to make the required arrangements for publication of the appropriate notice.
You remember what that was from last time, Kelly? I don't know, I think you have to put it in the paper or something too, the public hearing part, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried.
Thank you.
How many acres are we looking at in the town board?
Varies, maybe, if we have a lay down yard here, like 10, maybe, I don't know, I have to look at the map, but the updated map. I'm waiting on the 60% drawings to come in, so.
What was the question?
But we're doing wind
how
here.
How much acreage are we looking at for solar panels in the town?
No solar panels.
In the town of Morris? Zero.
Zero solar panels.
Zero. Yeah. It's just going to be a, like she said, a lay down yard, like, where you stage construction equipment, solar panels and stuff like that. Potentially, if it goes through, that's on the drawing board.
And it's all concurrent. It's all gonna be built probably concurrently with the wind project. So it's not, to do two of them is so silly. They couldn't just put it all in one because they're all gonna be like trucks on the roads. So we're not gonna be able to tell if it's wind or solar that ruined the road, but one of them will pay for it. So either way, it protects you doubly.
Yeah. And the construction equipment is so much lighter for solar than it is for...
It really is.
So it's...
Yeah. But if your road's here, it'll be the wind. So... But we'll fix
then
it.
Likely.
We'll
it's fix not it. If, it's they are going to be...
Yes, we'll fix it. I actually went today, stopped in Lowville, where we have just a newly operating wind project, and those new turbines are pretty slick. They just look more graceful, they're quieter. You know, to like the naked eye of somebody, it was right next to a GE, which was considerably shorter, but the towers aren't as big. I don't know how to describe it, but they just look different.
So where are they in Mountville? I was down there Saturday.
We were at the number three road. That number three road that goes, there's a Y out of Mountville. You take that left and you go down. You can see a bunch on the left and then there's some on the right. Our building's on the right. It's pretty spiffy, I won't lie. Pretty nice setup, and the turbines are...
Have you decided on what model turbine yet?
The same model, SSB-150 is what we're going with so far. That's got the best suitability, which makes sense. That seems to be what New York State is.
Yep.
So after they have 5 GEs, they're like little baby versions. Mm-hmm. I kind of felt meh about those. But the best SSB-150s are pretty, like the hot rod of wind turbines, so... It'll definitely cut down on the noise compared to some of the other ones that we've had around here.
Anymore? That's it there? Imagine that.
Seems like enough.
I guess. Any public comment? Going once? Going twice?
Close.
There's no other business, I'll make a motion to close.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carry.
Who has to sign these? Jerry, you gonna sign these?
Yes.